Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Don't forget, all my friends are like, This Is Us. That returns tonight on NBC. Fourth season premiere of This Is Us. So excited.
Excited?
I'm so excited, Big Al Mac. Of course I'm excited. I've been waiting so long for this. I feel like when they take a break, it's forever. And then they finally come back.
Hello. Hello.
Your mic's on?
Hello.
It's on.
Hello. There we go.
Yeah. You're good, bro.
All right.
You're good. All right, but we got to get into Does That Make Me Crazy this morning. It's brought to you by Quip. My favorite thing in my bathroom, besides the toilet.
Right up there with the toilet.
Quip, man. I'm telling you, Quip is an electric toothbrush. If you don't have one of these, because you probably think electric, you think expensive. Mm-hmm. This is not the case with Quip. It starts at $25. And the cool thing about it is that it's cheap and affordable for you because it doesn't have all those gimmicks that other electric toothbrushes come in.
Yeah.
And look, we don't need those gimmicks. We just need a brush that brushes our teeth and does it right. And that's what Quip does. It has sensitive sonic vibrations that protects our gums. It also has a built-in two-minute timer because a lot of us are not brushing the 2 minutes that we're supposed to be brushing.
Right.
And these will pulse every 30 seconds to let you know, hey, it's time to switch sides. Make sure every tooth gets evenly cleaned up nicely. It also has a nice little mirror mount so that it puts brushing front and center. That way you don't forget. You wake up in the morning, you walk past your mirror. Hey, there's my Quip. Got to bust that
better
out and get
my teeth.
Yeah. Going to bed, you're going to walk past the mirror again. There's my Quip again. Better I got to brush my teeth. So I'm always reminded that I have to brush my teeth. I like it so much that my kids started noticing and they wanted one themselves.
Yes.
Well, Quip came out with a kid's version. It's a little bit smaller for their mouths. So now they have a Quip and they're brushing for 2 minutes a day.
They learned it from you, Dad.
They learned it from me, Kelly Raspberry. And the cool thing about Quip is that they'll also deliver your brush. It's automatically to you for $5. So you don't have to worry about going to the store or when it's going to be up. So every 3 months, Quip will go, help. You're up for a new brush head. Here it is. They'll send you that, battery, and they'll also send you some toothpaste. And speaking of the battery, no cords, no chargers. All you got to do is put in that battery, and until it runs out.
You're good.
And Quip's got your back. If you want in on this, get yourself one. Starts at $25. If you go to getquip.com/kid right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid. Yeah, buddy. And now we want to know if you're crazy, Kid Nation. By the way, your chance to win $5,000 is coming up in about 10 minutes. So make sure you're listening up. And give us a call right now for Does That Make Me Crazy at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is where you tell us about those quirky things you do. The funnier, the better.
Okay.
Luke wrote us, slipped into the DMs, and said, hey, guys, you know that sound girls make when they have fried voice and they drag out a word? I'm guessing
Yeah.
Yeah, that one?
Mm-hmm.
I make that sound for as long as I can when I drive to work. And I always try to beat my furthest distance.
JC does that too.
I know. I start as soon as I get on the freeway. I work at 11 usually, so I get open road. And I get low-key mad if the car ruins my record-breaking attempts. Like, ruin my day kind of mad, LOL. Hashtag, does that make me crazy? Luke, you're my spirit animal. I love making that sound. But I do it to annoy my wife.
Yeah, he does it around here. It drives me nuts, too.
I'll join you.
I'm telling you, I can go. I can probably go for 10 minutes.
Well,
I think I can go for 10 minutes.
Try that off the air.
I normally can't go that long because my wife gets mad and throws something at me.
I just got considerably dumber.
Or Jenna goes, stop it. And throws me off. Do you have any from the text, Anna?
Can you imagine if someone tuned in to our show right at that moment that you and I were making that noise and they were like, what is this? Bye.
There's a Dumb and Dumber.
They would tune in and go, why is this not a Marconi nominated bitch?
Right.
That's what they would be.
All the radio folks in town. Yep, that's what we do.
From the text, Anna.
From the text. I've been watching The Office, and every once in a while, I find myself reacting like there's a camera on me. Does that make me crazy?
Nah. We all kind of want that.
That's pretty cool.
We just kind of glance over to the side and give that look.
Like, yeah. Also from the text, I hate confrontation, and I've never been in a fight. So when I'm home alone, I have fake arguments with myself, just toughen myself up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Does that make me crazy?
That's funny crazy. That's funny crazy, yeah.
I wonder if you start air fighting.
That's funny crazy right there.
Yeah,
right.
I like that kind of crazy.
I like it.
Got another one?
Yeah. Let me know if you think this is crazy, JC.
All right.
From the text, I dip my cucumbers in Cholula hot sauce.
Mm. Oh, no. That is great.
What?
That is not crazy. That is great.
That's wild.
Uh-huh. Frank's red sauce is pretty good, too. And Louisiana hot sauce with the cucumber? Yeah.
Or cucumbers?
Oh, yeah. Try it.
Okay.
Well, you serve, you know, celery and carrots with buffalo wings.
Cucumber adapts to any flavor.
JC, I'm obsessed with those candies I showed you yesterday. The tamarind. What are those called?
Pulparino.
Oh.
Pulparino.
Yeah. You should see my purse just full of wrappers.
Yeah. Pelon Pelo Rico are my favorite, though. The ones that you push up. So good.
Oh.
What's up, Haley?
Hey.
Hey, hey. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead and hit us with yours.
So I've had a blankie since I was born, and I've slept with it every night, and I still sleep with it at 26 years old, and I don't like to wash it, and the smellier it is, the better I think it smells. So I'll, like, drool on it. If my face is oily in the middle of the night, I just wipe my face on it. Just anything I can, the stinkier, the better.
Crazy. Do you have a boyfriend?
I am married 5 years, and he's not allowed to touch it. There are strict rules.
I don't think he wants to.
He don't want to touch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Strict rules.
And so the blankie's in the bed with you and the husband.
Yep.
Does
that make me crazy?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're past
100%.
That. 100%. We just have questions now. Yeah. When did you tell your now husband that you had a blankie?
Oh, when we met, I said I was going to wear it as my veil if we ever got married. So. It is a very important piece in my life.
That's kind of cool. That's quirky and cool, but it's still crazy, Haley. The stinkier the better.
I mean,
he wants
I've
to
seen
find it.
We had a college girlfriend that had one, and we tried to talk to her. We were like, I don't know if you should have that blankie anymore, but yeah. And she took it everywhere.
Haley, let's say you're...
Yes, I don't take it with me places. It only stays in bed. I don't travel with it because it ruins the stink. It gets, like, hotel stink on it, but I gotta have my stink on it.
Hold on, Haley.
You're reiterating the fact you are certifiably
so crazy. Now, let me ask you this. If your husband, somehow, this blankie disappeared and you knew your husband did it, what would that end the marriage?
Oh, it won't happen. He knows better. Okay. It wouldn't happen.
Okay.
But no, I love him.
Okay, good.
But if it did.
Oh.
But if it did.
But no, she loves him. Okay, so yeah, she's a little less crazy.
He would just end up missing.
Divorce.
Oh, my blankie's missing? Lord. So are you now.
Lordy, Lord.
All right.
Thank you,
blankie. Thank you, Haley.
Yeah, he hid my blankie. I hid his body.
I hid his body. You want to see crazy? What's up, Abel?
Hi. Okay, my every time I go camping, I cannot help but to frantically search for bugs every time I go to the bathroom. Like I search about 50 times. I'm like bugs? No, no, please, no.
Oh,
no.
You want bugs.
Every time.
Oh, don't want bugs.
No, she doesn't want bugs.
No bugs.
No bugs.
And you're so right. I mean, the only time I camped and I was at Girl Scout camp, there were always daddy long legs everywhere in that toilet. And I was so freaked out. Yeah. I didn't even want to sit down.
Did you know the daddy long legs are not spiders?
Well, yeah, I mean, they eat bugs, but I don't like them. They're scary looking.
Yeah, I don't want to. I get scared of bugs.
I don't like a daddy long leg in the toilet.
Lately, I've been getting scared about snakes being in the toilet.
I got a cousin named Daddy Long Leg.
Did you? Cool. All right. Hey, boy, you have a wonderful day at school. Thanks for calling us. Never met that cousin, Al. I would love to meet him.
He's a sprinter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the big family reunion.
Yeah, sure.
All the cousins together.
What's up, Andrew?
When I meet new people.
Sometimes I do my smoker voice.
Man.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound like that.
I didn't know what was going on
there.
Why
did he do that?
You threw me off.
Why do you do your smoker voice?
I have no clue. One day when I was in, like, high school, I decided I could do it, and sometimes I just don't tell people that it's not my regular voice.
And do you smoke?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, we'll let you finish on that one. Okay? Yeah, we know what the buddy is. All right, bro.
Boy, enough said.
All right, Andrew. See you later.
Yeah, but. You see.
I hope I run into Andrew in person one day, and I'll recognize it as soon as he starts talking like that.
But yes, crazy. I mean, he seems fun crazy, right?
Yeah,
fun crazy.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the. Even though smoking is bad, children, we'll stay in that realm. Megan, what's going on?
Oh gosh, mine's a smoking one too. Yes, children, it is very, very bad for you. Do not start it. I wish I never did.
Yeah.
okay, so my parents have these French doors, right? Mm. And so whenever I go outside to smoke, I look through these glass French doors and I watch TV with my headphones.
Oui.
And I feel bad for the moths that are outside, like trying to get in. And so I kind of let them in so that they can go into the light before my dog eats them.
Go into the light. Go to the light.
And then my dog's going to
eat
you.
Yeah, that's kind of. I mean, I figure at least, you know.
At least they can enjoy a little light before they get munched on by the dog. Okay,
yeah, that's fine.
Wow. All right, let's go to. What's up, Bonnie?
Hey, so I have a dog, and he loves to watch the water in the toilet. So after I go to the bathroom, I'll call him in and wait till he's, like, over the toilet and then flush. And he gets very excited.
Aww.
But what I think really, like, it makes me upset when my husband doesn't call him in to do that.
Oh. That's cute.
You're not thinking of the baby.
I think of the baby. Thank you, Bonnie. Have a wonderful day. Oh, this is good parenting right here. What's up, Addison?
Hi. Hey.
All right, let's see if you're crazy or not.
So, my friend told me a scary story. And she said that white vans with no side windows take up children. So every time I see a white van and I'm in the car, I take off my seatbelt, go where the windows can't see me, and I pretend like I'm not there.
Very smart. They do. She's right. They do. Aww, yeah.
They're that paranoid.
Yeah. Be careful, man. You got to be careful.
Damn, Daniel.
Back at it again with the windowless van, Daniel.
Y'all know you feel the same way.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was afraid of vans.
It could be a painter.
I get afraid when Kelly rolls up in her van.
It's a minivan.
I'm terrified of Kelly's van. I get in it. When I get in my car, I'm worried someone's going to snatch me.
Yeah. Alan's going to snatch me. He's going to roll up. Look at how cool.
Train?
Yeah, A-Train in the house.
Hey, train in the house.
All right, Kid Nation, let's get you all set up.
You in a cardigan sweater.
Scary.
All right, it's time to win $5,000. We call this game Beat the Bank.
ATM.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. All right, we're going to take callers number 13 and 15, two guesses. Now, if you've been keeping track, you know that we are down to the final three pins. And one of those will make it rain $5,000. Are you going to get lucky, Kid Nation? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank, ATM. Beat the bank, ATM. We are so close. Are you ready? Money today. Beat the bank, ATM. Beat the bank, ATM.
This is where we find out if people have been keeping track, Big Al Mac.
Yeah. This is it.
We find out three codes that have not been used are left.
And if we've been keeping up, this is relatively easy now.
Keeping up with the pin codes. We got two contestants on the line, so let's start with our first one. Angie, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm freaking out, but I'm good.
You're freaking out a little bit. It's okay. What are you up to right now?
I'm at work.
Okay. You're at work. You're in a screaming environment?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
It's okay. I think they'll understand, you know, if it does go down.
If you win $5,000, will you continue your work day today or will you go home?
No, I'll be here.
I think you should retire, you know.
I'll retire for the day.
All right, Angie. Well, have you been keeping track of all the codes?
I have.
Okay, good. So you have your handy-dandy sheet right in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and hit us with it. What do you think the pin code is?
I think it's 3597.
Oh, I was hoping that was it.
Me too.
And you know what? That was a first-time code right there.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
Cheddar is up there with a smile. The only one that knows the code is Cheddar.
Oh.
Well, get back to work.
All right, Angie. Well, we love you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah. All right. Down to two, Big Al.
50-50 chance. Assuming you can keep it up.
Donna.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You sound like you're in an office as well.
No, I'm in my kitchen.
In your kitchen. Perfect screaming environment. The carry of the scream is going to be great.
If you
Once everybody 5, 000, in the house is asleep.
Will you go to work today?
Yes, I will go to work. My supervisor's in town, so I have to meet with her.
Yeah, but but you might win something.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that doesn't mean you shirk responsibility, JC.
Sure does.
When I win, I just forget everybody exists.
I'm out.
What supervisor? That's what I say. Have you been keeping track of all the codes, Donna?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Hey.
Okay.
There are two that have not been used yet, Donna. And if you happen to hit that one, or one of those, you will win that $5,000. So let's see what you got. What do you think the pin is?
I'm
going to
go with
9357.
No way!
Yay!
Donna, you won
$5,000!
Donna, you just won $5,000!
Oh, my gosh.
A great time to call your supervisor.
Is anybody at the house with you right now?
No.
No, perfect. Nobody knows you want them. It's all yours. Congratulations.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, you don't have to tell anybody. Donna.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm just super excited. God, I've never won anything.
This is a good one to win.
Yeah, right?
Donna, this is life-changing. This is $5,000. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to Europe next week.
There you go.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, why not?
Did you just decide that in the last 10 seconds, or was this already planned?
No, I'd like to think I was that crafty, but no, it's been planned for months and months.
All right.
Well, that helps out now. You know, I'm sure you saved for months and months and months to go to Europe and maybe years, and you got $5,000 to help you out with that.
This is nuts.
Hey, you might want to go ahead and call the airline and upgrade.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. For real. Oh, my gosh. Y'all just made my day.
Oh, good. Right.
Well, you made ours.
And now call in sick to work.
I can't call in sick.
You can't call in sick. We're trying.
All right,
she's
Donna.
A professional.
We're trying to get you to go party with your money. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
we're trying
we
to
are.
Do.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Donna. Well, you hang up. Congratulations. You won $5,000. You hang on. We'll set you all up with it, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome, Donna. Wow, with that guess, 9357 was the pin. Now, you're wondering, oh man, did I miss out on $5,000? Well, this round you did, but...
Wait a minute, are you trying to tell me we're going to play again?
Yeah,
I got the numbers.
I got all the monies right here. I'm going to stuff it right back into our money machine.
Okay.
And we got brand new set of numbers for you to play with, Kid Nation. So another 24 potential pin codes is what we're going to start here with. And Jenna's got the numbers for us.
I do. In no particular order, these are the only four numbers used in the next winning pin code.
Okay.
And they are... 3456.
3456.
All right.
Those are the new numbers. Write them down. Start your little handy dandy sheet all over again. Make sure you get all the wrong guesses. And we'll take another guess here in about 40 minutes.
It's going to be two in one day.
Wow.
Oh, if we go back to back on
to
it.
Back.
Best day ever. All right. We'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Fresh off of giving out $5,000 to Donna with Beat the Bank, ATM.
ATM.
So far, Donna won $5,000. Rochelle's won $5,000. So we stuffed another $5,000 in the ATM. Got brand new numbers, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And we're going to play all over again, Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. So 24 pin codes are available now. There will be no repeats in the first guess because it's impossible to have a repeat on the first one. And we'll have you guess here in about 30 minutes. So we're starting all over again with Beat the Bank ATM. Make sure you're listening and make sure you keep track because it does really help you out. And I also want to announce this.
What?
At this time tomorrow morning, huge announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly and I are leaving the show.
Say what?
Yeah, we got to go.
Wow, that was like just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Oh, yeah, hello. I figured I'd just tell it.
What happened to the cats on the roof and won't come down?
I know. I just figured like it's. I liked it better when my mom used to rip the Band-Aid, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
You did? No, I like to like dip my toe in slowly in the cold pool.
I just wanted to give it to you straight, guys.
That's been fun, man. Yo.
So when are you coming back?
See, I would have preferred a long, drawn-out goodbye so people could give me presents.
Right. Sure.
Right.
We'll be back Thursday, Jeff.
So you're leaving Al and I?
Yeah, we're going to leave you guys because Kelly and I are professional public speakers now.
Oh, that's right. You got to do the speech.
Right.
A.K.A. George promised Kelly and I would do a public speaking engagement. And so now we have to do it.
This was before my last meltdown.
Let me tell you this. I have not been able to sleep. Because I'm so freaking nervous.
I'm telling you, JC, people don't understand that. That's a real fear. Yeah.
And is our speech good? Oh, it's great.
Is it?
So good. I don't know. I hope so.
No, the difference is this time we have a teleprompter.
We have a teleprompter.
Which we're so used to working with.
See, we didn't even have teleprompter, kind of, on Dish Nation. We just had to learn or memorize our lines.
Yeah.
So we had to type out everything we want to say. It's going to be put in teleprompters. We had to submit it for consideration.
Oh, yeah.
Then after it was critiqued,
yeah,
go back and amend it.
Oh, boy.
Resubmit it for approval.
And then we have
a dress rehearsal this afternoon.
A dress rehearsal? Yeah. How big of a thing is this? How many people you
it's
think?
A lot. Deal.
Like
a lot of suits. Like, we could potentially end the show.
Then we have to, because we don't really work with teleprompters and things like that. So we have to go practice today.
They say we can walk around if we want. They'll give us a live. I'm like,
no.
I'm a stay put.
Oh, yeah, walk it.
I'm going to hold your hand the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
This will be me the whole time. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am JC. Pause for laugh.
Oh, gosh, I hope someone throws something in that teleprompter.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a question.
Yes, Al.
I hate to be self-indulgent here, but did they ask for me to speak, too? Did they ask for, I've been here a number of years.
Absolutely not.
And I have a little bit of experience. I could probably shed a little bit of light on the radio industry.
Bro, if you would like to sub in for me... I mean, I would love to stay back and keep hosting the show.
I just like to be asked. I didn't say I want to do it.
Well,
it
wasn't like read JC's script.
I just would like to be considered.
In fact, tomorrow out, you will get to do the Showbiz Top 5 for Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, okay.
Why don't I get to do it?
Because why not let Al try something new?
I don't know, because I'm good at it.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
We want to see if Al can handle it. We already know what we're getting with you. We're getting some good reporting.
So do I have to pull the stories for him, or is he on his own?
On his own.
You want him on his own?
Well, yeah. I mean, if Kelly was gone, I would sit here and write the stories and write the gossip.
Yo, that's a yikes. Mm.
That's right.
All right. Big Al, Max.
No problem.
Showbiz top five tomorrow.
No, he gets to choose the top five showbiz stories of the day.
I hope y'all like country music.
Number five, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Number four,
Thomas Schrett. Number three, Florida Georgia Line.
Chris Stapleton in the news.
I'll throw in Luke Bryan as the number one. Why not?
Why not?
I think that will be more than
knocking boots.
All right. And so you guys will have to finish the show off for us tomorrow. You can bring in Anna and part-time Justin and Nick and Trey. And
whoever you want.
Whoever you want.
Or gig.
Meanwhile,
you know what? I think I'm just going to leave too.
Sure.
All right. Anna, me and you, we got this, baby.
Got you. Meanwhile,
Kelly will. Kelly and I will be in a pool of sweat on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How long is this speech?
10 minutes or something. I don't even know.
Okay, well, that's not terrible.
It's in front of a lot of important people.
Yeah.
It's the National Association of Broadcasters.
I want to be in the National Association of Broadcasters.
You are a broadcaster.
Yeah. Okay.
But these are the people that hire people. Like the boss.
But you are a regional radio broadcaster.
I got hired by a national guy. Good credit.
Well, he was a national when he hired you, though.
That's true.
You guys became national together.
That's true.
Would like to be asked.
I was hired by a national guy.
Al, here's the good part. You've got to go to the cocktail party tomorrow night and schmooze everybody.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what I'm good at.
That's your skill set.
That's what I'm good at. I'm good at schmoozing.
If I bomb, I am not showing up to that.
I want to be in the National Association of Schmoozers.
Hey, part-time Justin.
Hello. What's up?
You'll get your opportunity tomorrow.
Doing?
Yeah.
Yes, to go to that social happy hour.
No, to be in
to
here.
Be on the show.
Were you listening?
Yes, I'll definitely be
You were
in
standing
here.
Well, he was Anna.
Anna's
going to
be on a panel.
Oh, yeah.
Anna's on a panel?
Yeah.
Anna's been in radio for like an hour and a half.
She has a lot to say.
She started from the bottom, now she's here.
Mm-hmm. I'll be on a panel.
Yeah, I'm on a panel about growing up in the digital age.
Have you ever been on a panel?
I grew up in the age of something.
You want to do a panel?
Something.
We'll find you something to do this week.
That's all right. I just want to be asked. Do you understand? Like, Kelly wants to be invited to a party?
You've been invited to the cocktail party.
Okay.
I'll be at that cocktail party, Big Al. We can schmooze and
talk. He's been in radio like an hour and a half.
I'm not going to speak. I'm just there to drink.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then we got a dinner afterwards, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
So, pace.
Did I get invited to that?
But, I mean, I love giving speeches. In high school, I was in debate team, and so we would practice where we would stand. You do your introduction in the middle, and then you make your 3 points from left, middle, to right, and at the end, you'd meet at the middle again.
Oh, whoa.
It's pretty good.
what's that called? Staging or blocking?
I don't know.
Is that blocking?
Yeah, it's about blocking. Blocking? Theater, but for our speech room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have none of that going on.
But tomorrow's going to be a big day as well because we're going to be talking about my music video because it comes out tonight at 7 p.m. Central.
Oh, it's dropping?
Yes, it is. Tonight. It is done. It is locked and loaded, y'all.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
And you're cool.
Yes. I'm always cool.
Yeah.
JC. I'm so excited to see this.
Why are we waiting till 7 o'clock tonight? Why aren't we doing it during the morning show?
You know, we're going to release it tonight when people are home.
But you should release it when we're able to promote it publicly.
Here's the thing, Justin.
I talked to my team already.
All right. Oh, you have a team.
Releasing it to 7 at 7 p.m. Okay.
All right, well.
Okay. But if you release it.
You're on a national morning show.
If you release it during the morning show, A, the audience is listening. B, most of us like to waste a couple minutes at work, so we like to get on the computer and look at what's going on and what's hot.
Yeah.
And that's when things, I've noticed, start going viral is during lunchtime.
That's genius, JC. I see why they got you on that NAB.
Thank you, Al. Okay. Thank you so much.
It goes viral at night when people are at home most of the time when they're eating.
I mean, engagement is higher on social at night.
I think everybody listening right now remembers that at 7 o'clock tonight,
yes,
it's dropping. And so put a little alarm in your phone.
Yes, and you're going to find it on the Kid Nation YouTube channel.
For example, Kelly Raspberry did a video a few years ago called The Kid Cat Dolls. You can check it out on YouTube.
God, you know the kid said we have to leave that up till it hits a million views and it still hasn't hit it yet.
No, it's not even close.
We're going to get there.
But we released it during the show and we crashed our website. It was that hot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, that's why we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Go watch it and we can talk about it.
Are you going to talk about it after JC and I leave?
We're going to talk about it.
Right before y'all go. This is most
important. We're going to talk about it right after the show, period.
What could you possibly talk about more?
Just about how awesome it was and how beautiful it was and how you wish summer wasn't over and how that, hot girl summer is coming to an end. I know, because now we're in thawdom.
Thawdom.
Thawdom?
Thawdom.
What's the definition of thawdom?
You know.
It's like a thought, but in autumn.
You thought it was autumn, but it's thawdom?
No, a thawdom.
Celebrating.
Thoughts.
That's why I didn't get asked
to speak at the... But when you watch this music video, you're going to wish we had two more months of summer because...
I'm ready for fall, Justin.
Those white claws and Truly be hitting hard, still feeling good.
You going to give us some behind-the-scenes scoop after the fact? Dirt?
Well, I think I already did that whenever we were like, ooh, we don't know if... our editor dropped out. Weston, he put this crazy good video together, and we're very excited, but it's at 7 p.m. tonight.
Are you going to give me a clip to use of my product placement?
Yes! we'll talk about that tomorrow.
If I gave you product and you didn't use it, I'm never speaking to you again.
Oh, we definitely used it.
Give me a clip.
Okay.
It
didn't make it in the way she would be pleased.
In the way that I wouldn't be pleased either. But it's still a great music video.
We'll find out tomorrow if it got cut.
Thank you, Truly and White Claw. White Claw, no bra, no law. Down south, it began real hot.
What?
It looks great. I'm rapping my song, y'all. Did y'all study the lyrics yet?
Yeah, we know
it. Did we study the lyrics?
Yeah. Yes.
White Claw, we sipping.
Some support.
Yeah, I got you. I like the song.
I'll try really hard to remember at 7 o'clock tonight to watch it.
Okay. Also, I'm going to interview Youngblood today.
That's right.
Yes, he's going to be so good.
Dude, you and him are going to vibe.
I think so.
You guys are going to be.
He's so cool, crazy talented, great music. Talk to him and his girlfriend. But talked about him and his girlfriend, Halsey.
Ask me to interview Youngblood.
Oh, bro. Okay.
Him your music video and get him to critique it.
Yeah. You're right. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
His song with Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker is fire.
Oh.
I love that.
All right,
cool. So part-time Justin's going to sit down with Youngblood today. We're talking about his video tomorrow. You can watch the video tonight at 7.
Don't forget.
7 p.m. tonight.
Kid Nation.
Central. YouTube.
Yes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And this time we jumped in on the action. And we all made our guesses.
Yep, we did.
So I have my little handy dandy sheet right here.
With the wrong guesses.
And it has all the guesses on here, that could, the potential pins.
Right.
And we each took one. So maybe one of us could have been the lucky one.
But just for fun, we're doing it. Yeah, we
want to play along and see if we would have maybe won if we were
right
eligible to play. So let's get to it. All of them are open right now. And Carla is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Awesome. Well, you get the first shot at winning $5,000 on this brand new ATM. So
hey, you.
You go ahead and hit us with it there, Carla. What do you got?
4365.
Okay. Access denied.
That's not what I guessed either.
That is what Big Al guessed, actually.
It is. I'm out on the first.
That's what Big Al had guessed. 4365 is not the pin code. And Carla, I hope you have a wonderful day today, okay?
Oh, you guys have a blessed day. I'm so glad I was able to get through, though, and say hi to all of you guys.
You're so
same
sweet.
Here. We're glad we got to talk to you as well, and hopefully we get to talk to you again soon. We'll keep it going here with Yvonne, though. Hi, Yvonne. Yvonne.
Whoa.
Hi. Yvonne.
Throat bubble there.
All right.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing great. We're trying to give away another $5,000 here. That's how we're doing. And hopefully you're that lucky one.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, go ahead and hit us with that password.
5436.
54.
Access denied.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Good guess, and it was good talking to you. You have a wonderful day, okay, Yvonne?
You too. Bye.
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 All right.
Any of us guess that number?
Those are two guesses, and no, that was none of our guesses.
Two are off the board.
So Kelly's still on the board. Jenna's still on the board. Anna's is still on the board, and so is mine.
All right.
And
I'm out.
Maybe they'll cut us a little bit. Yeah, now I was out on the first one.
That's probably why they didn't ask me to speak at the thing.
Yeah. At this time tomorrow morning.
Now you're a good guesser.
I'm sorry, yeah. This time tomorrow, it'll be Big Al, Mac, and Jenna, along with Anna and Justin.
Whoever else is hanging around the office.
Nick Adams and Trey and White Cheddar, whoever needs to come on the show, because
come
Kelly and I,
we're
going to be gone.
Be on the show.
Hopefully I can get this dang paint off of my face by then.
You got paint on your face?
Yeah, I let my kids paint me yesterday.
I saw that.
And apparently the green will not come off. Mm. Nor will the Sharpie that my son used for one number dad instead of number one dad on my arm.
Aww.
Yeah. My daughter now wants to do face painting.
Okay.
So if you would like to hire her, she said she's
for a party?
Yeah, for parties.
Okay, I have an event coming up.
$100.
How much? $100 per paint?
Per party.
Oh.
She was going to charge $3,000, and I told her that was too steep.
Oh, yeah, that's
steep.
A little
That's a little smart.
Well, yeah. Hey, sometimes you just got to throw the dollar amount out there and see if people will pay it.
You can check out her skills on my Instagram. My Instagram story is still up, at JSI5, if you want to check that out, and hire her. $100. I'm going to have to show up as well, by the way. So, and I charge a little bit.
I'm the driver.
So I take 50.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want you to call in and share your good news with us. My good news is my son over the weekend had 3 sacks at his football game.
How about that?
Wait, my man, Jason. He calls himself the sack master now.
Sack master. Wow, that's not going to...
I'm like, please stop saying that in Target.
I used to call myself back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was Emma Kelly's volleyball this weekend?
How's that
going
to translate into the merch? You got to think about it.
I don't know yet.
Get that good nickname.
You got to get the shirts out.
Yeah.
How's Emma Kelly doing with what?
Volleyball. Did she have a game this weekend?
She's doing better. She's showing improvement every day. And, like, you know, she's still working on the overhand serve. But she makes some good plays and saves points and gets points. So it's really exciting. When people in the stand are yelling, yay, Emma Kelly,
and it's not you?
Me, that's awesome.
It makes you feel so good. We'll stay in the sports realm real quick because we talked about this story last week. This dude was on College Game Day in Iowa, and he held up a sign that said he needed to replenish his Busch Light. Busch Light supply needs replenishment.
He put it on a billboard, and they had it on ESPN.
Yeah, and then he had his Venmo on there, and within 30 minutes, he had raised $400. And he said, man, it was just supposed to be a joke, but I got money, so I'm just going to buy one case, and then the rest is going to go to the children's hospital.
Nice.
So the word started spreading of his plan, and the dude has raised over $1 million.
Oh, my God.
Man.
And he's continuing to raise money. He said, we just reached $1 million in total contributions. Bush Beer and Venmo, let's go. We're not done yet. UL Children's, what do you think? Hashtag for the kids. And then Bush Light came back, and they created a can for him. They said, hey, we're going to give you a year's supply.
What?
So now there's a can, Bush Light, with his picture on it, and it says Carson King, Iowa legend.
Cool.
On the Bush Light. So he's got his very own can for his full year.
That's so cool.
On top of the $1 million that he has raised, over $1 million for the Children's Hospital. Isn't that awesome?
I could buy a lot of Bush Light.
Yeah, just one little joke goes a long way right there. I got this one from the text. Last Thursday, my family and I were in New York for a trip. My girlfriend of nearly a year came along with us. This was the longest she'd been away from her family, so she was really homesick. I flew her family out for the day to surprise her and asked her to marry me. She said yes. Aww. Hashtag Good News Tuesday.
That's excellent news.
Isn't that awesome?
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, let's go to DK real quick. What's up, DK?
What's going on, guys?
All right, man, you got something awesome going on tonight.
I do. Something very similar, yeah. I'm proposing to the absolute love of my life tonight.
Aww.
Yeah! Now, is there a chance she might be listening? We don't want to ruin this for you, because I know we're using a fake name.
No, she's still asleep. So
she's
still
asleep. Okay. And you got
to... nobody recognizes your voice and tells her. People love to ruin surprises.
Yeah, they do.
Don't do that, people.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, okay. You got a full plan set up? Is it a restaurant or a park?
I do, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
we're going to dinner, and then we're going on a little walk, and I've got a little spot all set up, and it's going to be great.
You have somebody sneaking pictures for you?
I do, yeah. I had a photographer a couple weeks ago.
Dika's got it all handled.
Yeah, you
got
to have that done now, you know.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. Call us next week and let us know what she said.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Oh, I will, yeah.
Call us on Feel Good Friday. Guys.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Friday, absolutely.
All right, DK, good luck tonight, man. Hope it all goes well.
Or she says no, call us back on Petty Monday. So
oh, man.
Went to all that trouble.
What's up, Sean Ann?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. We want to hear your Good News Tuesday.
Well, Mama's going on vacation.
Yeah, where you going?
the country, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Country, Georgia.
Hey, yeah.
Not the state.
The country. Next to, like, Turkey.
Yeah. Any reason why you're going to Georgia?
Relaxation and far away.
Just to get away.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Yep.
Shout out, Augusta.
No.
No, you said the country, Georgia.
The country, yeah.
So what made you pick Georgia?
Well, I play a lot of PUBG, and I met some people from Georgia and everything like that, and they showed me parts of their country, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
And extremely affordable.
You're meeting gamer friends?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Now JC's on board for real.
I'm meeting some of my gamer buddies this weekend, yeah.
Who are you meeting?
A Tiki Torch.
Oh, okay.
Tiki Torch?
Yeah.
You gonna pick him up from school?
No, he's a grown man.
Oh, okay.
Let us have our fun.
Hey, Sean Ann is a grown woman. Yeah.
I've actually done this before with my gamer friends in California and Louisiana.
Us adults can play video games too, huh, Sean Ann?
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah.
Well, have fun, okay?
Have fun out there in Georgia. Let us know how it is. Yeah, that's really cool that you picked that. Next to Turkey, Big Al. What's up, Hannah?
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. What's your Good News Tuesday?
I just quit a very toxic job that I've had for 2 years to go work my dream job at a haunted house.
Oh! Get you some!
What are you going to play?
As of right now, I'm a zombie, but it could change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You can play many roles.
Yeah.
Got to start out at the bottom of that zombie stuff.
When's your first day scaring people, or have you already done it?
Our opening night is Friday.
This Friday.
Good luck with those scares.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've started having year-round haunted houses.
I know they do.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
So this could be her career.
They make so much money. There's people that do
those houses? Oh, yeah.
The owners, the people that they do that, they don't do nothing else. That's it.
They could for sure make it. Just in one season, they make enough for the year, apparently. Jenna, this is for you. Good News Tuesday. I know you're into wine right now.
Very.
Did you hear about the wine rack flask bra?
The wine rack flask bra?
Yeah, it'll improve your figure and your buzz. The bra can hold up to 25 ounces of wine, which is an entire bottle, and increase the boobies by 2 sizes.
Really?
Until you start sipping on it, and then you go back down to normal.
Huh.
Yeah, you can get
your breasts would deflate as the more you drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty cool, though. It's machine washable. And you can get it on Amazon if you want that, Jen.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
You lost me a bra.
Sounds like a good gag gift, I guess.
Yeah. Sneak it in. What's up, Molly?
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday.
My good news is that I get to go to the Kingdom Hearts Orchestra concert in Dallas next month.
Oh, nice.
Well, come on by and see us while you're here.
Yeah. And what's...
Well, how far is it from Dallas to you guys?
A couple minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Depending on the time of day.
Really, really close.
You'll be all good. And Kingdom... the Kingdom Hearts. What are they known for?
It's a video game.
So Kingdom... Yeah, it's a video game series.
Oh, cool. I thought it was a Christian
Kingdom
band.
Hearts 3 just came out in January this year. So they're doing a world tour.
That is really cool. We've had back-to-back girl gamers.
Yeah.
Like that right there. You have fun out there, Molly.
I just assumed that was a contemporary Christian
band. Right?
I thought it was too.
Like a Trey new. Have you played that game, Trey?
I have, but it's been a while. I played one. They're on 3 now.
Oh, okay. Mm. Good talk.
Good talk.
Hi, Ashley Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So what you got going on tonight?
Okay, well, a couple good things. Today is my little boy's, my baby boy's 10th birthday.
Yay.
Woo, that's right, Max. And then also my daughter, she's a sophomore at LSU over out here in Baton Rouge.
Go Tigers.
And she opens tonight for the first big play that she's in, where she has like a main role. So she's super excited, but I have to miss it because I can't bring my little boy because it's like a dark adult comedy that's really funny.
Yeah.
So. I want to give it a shout out to Max because he's 10 and Maddie because she's opening night. And I love them.
Thank you, Maddie. And thank you for calling, Ashley Kelly.
Two hands, Max. After this year, you have to use a toe.
Yeah.
Two hands and a toe.
That's true. Yeah.
What's up, Joe?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. You have some really cool good news for us. What'd you do?
Yes, I do. I went to Key Largo, Florida last week, and I stayed at the Baker's Cay Resort.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I heard when y'all had y'all's family trip out there, and I finally got to meet Mia. She didn't want to take a picture with me, but I still took one of her.
That's the hotel dog.
Yeah. Being moody that day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
She was being moody that day?
Yeah, she was. She was being a little snot, but I still took a picture.
Well, I know you had a good time.
I did. I had so much fun. I enjoyed it. The staff was great, and I highly recommend it to everybody.
Yep.
I just wasn't able to go parasailing like I wanted to due to the winds and rain.
Well, that means you're going to have to go back eventually, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Joe. Got to meet Mia, the dog.
Uh-huh. Sometimes the weather kind of poo-poos what your plans.
You can't predict that, Kelly. You can't predict it.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.